what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say, good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Corny Anderson, Roy Glenn, Vince Townsend, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I am Charles Correll. It seems as though right now all America is coming down with a cold or a bad case of the sniffles. That's why this evening I want to call your special attention to Rexall Anapac. The reason I do this is because my partner Freeman Gosden and I have tried Anapac personally. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, we can't recommend it too strongly. So if you have a cold or you're just beginning to get the sniffles, take my advice and start taking Rexall Anapac immediately. It's spelled A-N-A-P-A-C, and you'll find it at every Rexall drugstore.
Well, the kingfish has always had trouble with his mother-in-law, but for the past week, something has come over Mama. She's been unusually sweet, gay, and charming. Right now, the kingfish and his wife, Sapphire, are in the living room discussing the great change in Mama.
Well, I can't get over it, Sapphire. Your Mama used to be such a sour old pickle. Now she's one of the sweetest old pickles I ever see.
Well, George, I'll let you in on a little secret. Uh-huh. Mama's got a boyfriend.
Holy mackerel, thinking of romance at her age? That's like a dead elephant asking for peanuts.
Now, George, that ain't no way to talk. The man is a fine old gentleman. His name is Percival Taylor Jackson, and he's just crazy about Mama.
Crazy about her, huh? I figured there was insanity mixed up in the deal somewhere.
Now, see here, George. Shh. Here comes Mama now.
Oh, sweet mystery of life and life.
Mama, stop it. Take it easy there, Jessica.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, so I noticed. Hey, you've been hitting that vanilla extract again, ain't you?
Now, George, you know Mama only uses that to make cakes with.
Yeah, well, since when has she been pouring the cakes with soda on the side? That's what I mean.
Yes, George. Mama's got every right to be happy with a wonderful man like Mr. Jack.
Oh, yes. Percy Worthy is such a darling.
Percy Worthy. Good night, nursey. So you really serious about this rancid Romeo, huh? I don't like this idea of you getting married, Mama. We don't have enough room up here for another person.
George, Mr. Jackson has a place of his own. After him and Mama gets married, they'll live there.
Oh, you're going to live at his place? Well, well, now. This puts a delightful new light on the romance here, yeah.
Well, what do you mean, George?
Well, it ain't so much that I is losing a mother-in-law as it is that I is gaining the custody of the spare bedroom. That's it. Yeah, then my mother-in-law is getting married. The old toad got herself a bullfrog.
Well, come to think about it, Kingfish, when she's dressed up, she ain't a bad-looking old lady.
Yes, Andy, during the daytime, she don't look too bad, but after she get herself ready for bed, it's a different story, boy.
It is, huh?
Her teeth is in a glass of water, her pompadour is hanging on the bedpost, and her padded corset is in the bureau drawer. Tell you something, Andy. After 10 o'clock at night, them endearing young charms is pretty well scattered round, boy.
You say this Jackson fella is taking your mom-in-law out to dinner tonight, huh?
Yes, Andy. Me and Sapphire hopes he pops the question. It's a chance of a lifetime to get rid of the old gal.
Yeah, but listen. She's been giving you $100 a month. Ain't she the suspenders that's been holding up your financial trousers?
Well, yeah, Andy, but she can't cut the money off. You see, she gets $300 a month from her first husband's estate for life.
Uh-huh.
And she promised me years ago when I married Sapphire that she'd give me $100 every month.
Oh, sort of a dowry, huh?
Well, let's face it, Andy, it was a bribe. Now, that's what...
Oh, dear me. It's almost 7. Percy will be here at any minute to pick me up. How do I look, children?
Gorgeous in that new dress.
I just bought it yesterday.
Oh?
It's one of them new DuPont materials. You know, that's been treated with a chemical, so it won't wrinkle.
Yeah, look good, all right. Too bad you couldn't get the DuPonts to dip you in the chemical for a few days.
Cabbage head.
Oh, Mama, I just know Mr. Jackson is gonna love it. Now, see here, George Stevens, I want...
Oh, dear me. It's Percy. Oh, I'm so excited.
Take it easy there, Mama. I know romance ain't come into your life for a long while, but you're carrying on there like a bull moose after the first thaw.
Well, I'll go let him in. And George, don't you make no obvious hints about marriage or nothing.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll sneak it into conversation real subtle like you.
Why, good evening. I'm Percival Jackson. Is Mrs. Smith ready?
Oh, how do you do? I'm her daughter, Sapphire. And this is my husband, George.
Well, how do you do?
Oh, pleased to meet you. We were just discussing here what a wonderful girl Mama would be for some old man. She's a great cook, wonderful scrub woman, got all her own teeth. Yes, sir. She made the final payment on him last week.
George!
Ah, here she is. Good evening, Ramona.
Good evening, Percy.
Beautiful creature, ain't she, Mr. Jackson? Strong as a horse, too.
Well, you all run along now. We don't want to keep you two kids.
Yes, Ramona. If we're going dancing, we better hurry.
Dancing, Percival! Oh, how exciting!
Well, we'll be waiting up for you when you get back.
Yeah, we'll be sitting right here with a hot water bottle and some horse liniment, so don't hold back. Go ahead.
George, it's long after 12:30, and Mama ain't come home yet. I hope everything's all right.
No, don't worry, Sapphire. Probably some little thing held him up. Her trick knee might have buckled on in the conga line or something.
Oh, wait a minute. George, look out the window here. A taxi just pulled up.
Yeah, let me get over here. Let me peek through the shades.
Yeah, look there.
It's them, all right. I can see your mother's ostrich feather bow in the back seat there.
George, the driver got out, but they ain't moved from the back seat yet. George, you don't suppose that Mama and Percy is...
Well, there's only one thing that would keep them in the back seat this long with the meter running. It's either smooching or lumbago.
Wait a minute, George. Let me crack the window.
Yeah, lift it up there. Uh-oh. That ain't lumbago.
Oh, George, they're getting out. I hope he's gonna propose. Oh, now they're standing under the street light. Mama's looking up at him. Now he's looking down into her face under that bright light. Oh, I just hope Cupid shoots his arrow at him.
If Cupid's got any sense, he'll shoot out that light.
Oh, George, he just squeezed Mama's hand and got back in the cab. Now she's coming upstairs. Oh, George, just think, in a minute we'll know the news. We done had so many false alarms in the past.
Yeah, I wish you'd hurry up them stairs. The suspense is awful. Is it going to be a five-alarm fire? Did the old fire horse leave the stable for nothing again tonight?
Oh, George, here she comes. I'll open the door. Mama!
Oh, daughter.
My mama, you're panting.
Yeah, is that romance or four flights of stairs? What is it?
Oh, children, I got wonderful news.
Oh,
Percy's done proposed, and the wedding is set for the first of the month.
Oh, George, just think we're losing Mama. Don't it make you feel sad?
I'll say it does. I feel just as bad as Clyde Beatty when they pulled that Bengal tiger off his back.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Rexall Plenamins is a good example. Here's the multivitamin product that gives you 10 important vitamins, plus red vitamin B12, plus valuable liver concentrate and iron. What's more, Plenamins also give you more than your minimum daily requirement of all vitamins with established requirements. So don't say vitamins, say Plenamins. 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 At Rexall drug stores, everywhere.
Yeah, Amos, that's right. The Kingfisher's mom-in-law is getting married. He done sent out the announcements from the lodge hall this morning.
Yeah, well, I ain't been home yet, Andy. I guess there's one there for me. You say the Kingfish sent him out himself personal, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I got one here. I was just looking at it.
Yeah, what did it say there?
Yeah, I'll read it to you. Say here, George Kingfish Stevens announces with relief... the coming marriage of his mother-in-law, Mrs. Ramona Smith, to Percival Taylor Jackson. All gifts should be addressed to the bride care George Stevens. P.S. No refunds allowed if wedding canceled.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Kingfish should be that mercenary about the thing. After all, the main thing in a marriage is love, Andy.
Yeah. Well, I gotta be going, Amos. I told the Kingfish I'd help him get his mother-in-law's trunk out of the attic for the honeymoon.
Yeah, well, so long, Andy. By the way, what is the Kingfish giving his mother-in-law for a wedding present?
Oh, boy, he got a great gift for her, Amos.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, he's giving her a fountain pen and a checkbook.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you sure got a lot of junk up here in this attic, Kingfish.
Yes, Andy, my mother-in-law's trunk is around here someplace. We got to find it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a happy man, Andy. I get my mom-in-law off my hands, but according to the promise she made, when me and Sapphire got married, she still got to pay me that $100 a month from my first husband's estate.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, here's the trunk here.
Yeah, that's Mama's trunk, Andy. Yeah, haul the thing out there. Yeah, pull it out there. Okay. Get a hold of
that. That's it.
Holy mackerel, Andy. It's so old, the lock is falling right off of it. Open it up there.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hey, there's a lot of junk in here. Clothes, letters, pictures.
A lot of letters here. Yeah. Here's one addressed to Mama. Let me see. Dear Ramona, I received your picture in the mail and I was impressed beyond words. I must say you are one of the most unique creatures I have ever seen. I hope you can join me soon.
Oh, yeah, that a love letter from her first husband, huh?
Let me see, how you like that, Andy? It's signed P.T. Barnum.
They know
did come to terms, though. They dickered for a while, and then he come up with Jojo the Dogfish Boy and forgot all about Mama.
Hey, what is this paper here, Kingfish? It looked like some kind of legal document.
Oh, yeah. That's her late husband's last will and testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I was telling you, Andy, he done left Mama an income of $300 a month for life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me see here. Yeah, here's the paragraph right here, bud. Say here, and to my beloved wife, Ramona, I leave the sum of $300 a month for life. Mm. However, this bequest will terminate in the event of her remarriage. You see, Andy, that word terminate in there. Is you familiar with that word?
Well, let's see. I know the word exterminate. That's killing bugs. And marinate is what they does to fish. If you was a cockroach or a heron, I'd know what to tell you.
And there ain't no two ways about it. If Mama gets married, that $300 a month income is cut off. And I is the one that's done pushed this wedding on.
Yeah. What you gonna do?
What is I gonna do? I gonna find some way to bust up the romance.
Oh, yeah, this is something.
Yeah, Andy, the preacher is gonna perform a double ceremony. He gonna marry her to Percival and divorce me from the money. He can't.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
Acid indigestion usually comes on without any warning whatsoever, and that's why so many family medicine chests always contain Rexall's famous antacid, Bismarex.
Why, what makes Bismarex so exceptional?
The formula, ma'am, a Rexall exclusive. You see, the carefully tested ingredients in Bismarex are especially compounded to work in a continuous relay. First, excess stomach acidity is often neutralized in less than 1 minute. Then other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease gastric distress, soothe and protect irritated stomach membranes. That way, Bismarex gives relief that's both fast and prolonged.
Bismarex. How do you spell that?
Bisma-rex. Bismarex. And remember, Bismarex is now available in two forms. The ever-popular powder and also a new, easy-to-take, mint-flavored tablets. So ask for either Bismarex powder or Bismarex tablets at Rexall drug stores everywhere.
Oh, me and if mama-in-law marries Mr. Jackson, her income stops and I is owed $100 a month. And I is facing a fate worse than death.
Yeah, you might even have to go to work.
Let's get in here and see Algonquin Jack Calhoun. Maybe he can figure out something on this thing.
Okay.
Calhoun, we gotta see you, boy.
I'll be with you in a minute, boy. It's my birthday, and I'm reading some cards people done sent me here.
Oh.
I got one right here. It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
It is, huh?
Yeah, it's from Tom Wilson, that undertaker and funeral director down the block there. It says here, this birthday thought I'm sending you with friendship, love, good wishes, too. Although you only 49, someday I know you will be mine.
Yeah, Calhoun, that's a pretty thought, all right.
Yeah.
But listen here, the Kingfish here is in a mess.
What is this mess you messed up in now, Kingfish?
Well, now I'm going to tell you something. I done had my mom-in-law all set to get married.
Yeah.
But I just found out if she get married, her $300 income stopped.
Mm.
And me and Sapphire ain't going to get $100 a month she been giving us.
Well, then the thing to do is to perform a premarital fracture.
Oh, what's that?
Bust up the wedding.
Yeah, that's what I planned on doing, but how I gonna do it? I ain't got much time. Explain something to me here.
Well, now, suppose your mama's fiancé thought she was still married to somebody else.
Yeah, there's an idea. Thing like that might throw a damper on the romance.
Yeah, get somebody to pose as mama's husband.
Yeah,
but it would be, have to be just the right person, though. I wonder who I could get to do the job.
Well, I could dig up somebody for you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, it ought to be one of the large brothers that could do the job all right.
Mm.
With all of us working on it, we sure would have come up with some good man. Now, the thing for us to do here now is to sit down and figure out the instructions for the fella and tell him exactly what he's to say when he come in there.
Yeah, all right, but But after that, I gotta get home because I'm tired from celebrating my birthday last night.
Oh, you had a big time last night,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah. I went out with my brother, the one that's a musician.
Oh, you mean, Murgatroyd the hipster?
Yeah, that's the cat. Yeah, me and Murgatroyd went over to that nightclub down by the railroad track. We was sitting there enjoying the show, the flow show, when all of a sudden a train going by jumped the track. And that engine come right through the wall of that nightclub and blowed up on the dance floor. The explosion blowed me and Murgatroyd clear in the other side of the street.
Holy mackerel, that was something.
Oh, yeah. I looked up at Murgatroyd and I said, boy, that is some nightclub, ain't it? And he said, yeah, man, but dig that crazy bouncer.
Yes, I knew it when I called you, Bill, that you would be glad to help me.
Glad to do it, Kingfish. I'll be at the Lodge Hall at one sharp.
Oh, fine. Now, here's the instructions. You is my mama-in-law's husband. Now, I want you to come bussing into Lodge Hall and say that you was my...
Yeah, Brother Simpson, you think you can do the job for the old Kingfish?
You bet I can, Andy. I'll be at the Lodge Hall at 1 o'clock.
Good, good. Now, here's the instructions. You bust into the Lodge Hall and claims that you is Ramona Smith's husband and that you and her...
No, 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 no. Just tell him Calhoun called. No message if he ain't there. Oh, me? That's the third person I done called up that wasn't at home. And I just know Kingfish ain't got no one else. Well, I guess I just gotta do it myself. Now, let's see here. The instructions was, I gonna bust into Lodge Hall at 1 o'clock and say that...
Listen, Kingfish, I don't care if it is 5 minutes after one. I can't pose as your mama-in-law's missing husband.
Well, you gotta do it, Andy. Bill Thompson let me down. He ain't here.
Yeah, I can't understand that. Brother Simpson promised me he'd be here, too.
Yeah, Andy, and we never did hear from Calhoun. You gotta do it, Andy. This Mr. Jackson ain't never seen you anyway, and, wait a minute, there's Mr. Jackson now, Andy. Now look, you is my mother-in-law's husband, who has just reappeared after all these years.
Oh, but King...
Now let me do most of the talking. Come in, come in.
Now, you wanted to see me about something, George.
Yes, and, now that you two is here, I'd like to present a man who has just come back from the grave.
Yeah, pleased to meet you, mister. How long was you dead?
Oh, no, Andy, you is the unrigor mortis gentleman I was referring to.
Oh.
What is this all about?
Mr. Jackson, this total stranger, who I ain't seen till a few minutes ago, has come in here to talk to you about my mama-in-law, your fiancée-to-be.
Oh, is he a friend of Ramona's?
Well, he was married to her and had 6 children by her. I would hazard a guess that somewhere along the line they struck up an acquaintanceship. Yeah.
Tell you, we was on a first-name basis.
This man is Ramona's husband? Why, I just can't believe it. I never heard of anything like this.
Well, it was a shock to us, too, Miss Jackson. It seemed that she married him 15 years ago in Milwaukee, and they had 6 children.
Well, what happened after that?
Yeah, what happened after that, King?
Like you was telling me, total stranger, one night 10 years ago, she said she was going down to the corner for a loaf of bread. She left the house and never come back to her husband and children.
Why, that's a terrible thing. And what did you do?
Well, after waiting 5 years, I figured she wasn't coming back, so I sent one of the kids out for another loaf of bread.
Excuse the missing husband here when he reappeared from out of nowhere. It sounded like he forgot to bring back part of his brains with him, too.
Well, this is a terrible thing. On the eve of my wedding, another husband showing up. I just can't.
How do you do? Is there anyone here named Percival Jackson?
Why, yes, I'm Mr. Jackson. Who are you?
I'm Bill Thompson, the missing husband of your wife to be.
George, here's another one. I've never been so shocked.
Yeah, me too, and from the way things is going here, I think we're going to be a pretty shocking afternoon right here.
You sure
say you were once married to Ramona Smith?
Precisely. I married her in Milwaukee 15 years ago, and we had 6 children.
Good heavens, George. She has 2 husbands. But how could they both have 6 children?
Them was the instruction.
No 2 ways about it, Mr. Jackson. Looks like my mama-in-law is a bigamist. A bigamist, all right.
How do you do? I'm looking for a Percival Taylor Jackson.
Holy mackerel, she's a trigamist.
Hey, just a minute here. Who are you?
Who am I? I am the husband of Ramona Smith. I married her in Milwaukee 15 years ago, and we had 6 children.
George, she married him in Milwaukee, too.
Yeah, how you like that? She must have run into a traveling basketball team.
Terrible. I never expected anything like this.
Neither did we.
Well, a shocking thing, ain't it?
How do you do? I is Algonquin J. Calhoun. I done married Ramona Smith 15 years ago in Milwaukee and had 8 children by.
8 children?
He must have thrown away the instructions.
Oh, George, what a shock. George, would you help me down to the street and call me a cab? I'm going home and lie down. Poor husband.
Why don't you stick around, Mr. Jackson? The one to jump center on the team ain't showed up yet, does it?
That's the whole story, George. Mr. Jackson broke off the wedding this afternoon and left for California. He said he don't want to never see Mama again, and George, I'm just all broke up about it.
Well, now, honey, it's all for the best. Now, I'm going to tell you a little something, honey. I happened to run across a clause in your father's will that say if your mama ever remarried, her $300 a month income would be cut off.
I know that, George. That's why I'm so upset. Didn't you read the next clause?
The next clause?
Yes, it said that in case Mama remarried, the $300 a month would be paid to you and me for the rest of our lives.